Let's make a. Before we talk about the Ravid, let's make this. Yes, let's just make a sikkum, some of the nekudas that we already saw, and then we'll talk about the Ravid, and I really want to go back to also. So first of all, as far as the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar is concerned, that Rabbi Akiva says only the Avyonis and the Sasser, and Shmashman the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva will be chaylek on the time of the Braisot, that only the Avyonis would have a Ber Priyates. And Rabbi Elazar says that this maaser from the, not only from the Avyonis, from the Kafrisin and the Tamaris. So the Rabban learns that the Nukudis HaMachlekes is it Slaf and Elon, or is it Slaf and Elon or a Yerek? Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Slaf as an Elon. And in an Elon, you're only Ma'aser the Priya Elon, you're not Ma'aser the other parts of the Elon. There's no Ma'aser Yerek in an Elon. Only the Priya Eitz has only what we can describe as being the Priya Eitz. There are the parts of the Elon that are the Priya Eitz. So there are parts of the Elon that are Priya Adama. So the Ma'ase Yerek is only in the Elon, you're only Ma'ase the Priya Eitz. You're not Ma'ase the Priya Adama of the Elon. So Rabbi Akiva holds that a Slaf is the Elon. So the Elon, you're only Ma'ase the Priya Eitz. What's the Priya Eitz? The Avyonis. And Rabbi Elazar holds that a Slaf also has. Rabbi Elazar agrees that a Slaf also has Drochem, that it's like an Elon. It has the Elon aspect. Although this. There will be no Bari Priyates. And Rabbi Elazar agrees there is a Bari Priyates. Rabbi Elazar holds like the time of the Braiser. Rabbi Elazar is the time of the Braiser, that there is a Bari Priyates on the Avyonis and the Kafris. So Rabbi Elazar agrees that its Slaf is an Elon too. But besides being an Elon, Rabbi Elazar holds that its Slaf also has drachim that it's like a Yerek. It's like a bush. So that's one machlekes. And then within that, there's another machlokes, which is in the Elon aspect of the Tzlaf. Are the kafris and the priya Elon? Are the kafris and the priya Eitz? Rabbi Akiva holds that only the avyonis are the priya Eitz. The kafris that are not part of the priya Eitz. They're priya domedik. And Rabbi Elazar holds, like the Tan of the Braisa, that not only are the avyonis priya Eitz, but the kafris are also priya Eitz. That's the mahalach of the Ramban. Ramban doesn't explain to me what's the nekudas of the why does Rabbi Akiva think that kafrisin are not a priyates? And Rabbi Elazar does think they're priyates. Like, what's that machlekes about? That the Ramban doesn't explain. Could be the Ramban doesn't have to explain it. I mean, it's a very glaring omission that Mr. Ramban should explain. What is that about? What's this machlekes? Are the kafris, are only the avyonis the priyates? Or the Kafri Center also the Priyates. Chariz Mispakas, the Ramban should explain. Well, what's that machlekes about? Could be the Ramban Lashitosi. We know that the Ramban holds by sugar. The Ramban Lamedvav and Beis. He holds like the Bahag that the difference between a Priyates and a Priyadoma is not a difference in das. Are people Nateyad al das? How much das do people have when they're Nateyad the tree? It's a botanical difference. That the Priyates is the mapik pera with the Eitz is Moitzi. Paces Maitsi Paris. And the Priya Adama are the things that they're the Gufa Eitz. Somebody pointed out to me that the Ritva says about the Tamaris, that the Tamaris of the Tzlaf, they come out of the Eitz itself. So they're not like there's a branch and then there's Tamaris. I don't remember exactly the Lashon of the Ritva. Could be it stems with this Ramban. That the Tamaris, which are the Priya Adama, part of the Priya Adama of the Tzlaf, they're botanically a Priya Adama. Why the Tamar is botanically a Priya Adama? So the Ritva seems to be at pains to say. Maybe we start the other way around. The Ramban holds the difference between Priya Eitz and a Priya Adama is a botanical difference. The Priya Eitz is mapik peira. The Priya Adama is not mapik peira. Sugar, the Ramban holds is a Priya Adama, like the Bahag. It's a Priya Adama because it's not mapik peira. It's certainly the ikadas, the main product that people want from the cane is the sugar. But it doesn't have the tzura being mapik peira. So Priya Eitz has to be mapik peira. As we said many times, The Tmoris Maisa Priya Dhamma. The Brisa says that the Tmoris are very Priya Dhamma. Why are the Tmoris not Mapik Pera? Tmoris are berries. In what way are the Tmoris not Mapik Pera? So, I never saw a slap, so I don't know exactly what it looks like. But you see, the Ritva takes pains to say that the Tmoris in it, the Tmoris of the Tzlaf are, they grow, they're part of the, maybe somebody has a kibbutz. You don't have to. Somebody sent me here. You can just look in the picture. Ha Tmoris heim ke ein garinim v'nasim begufa eitz. They're like garinim in the gufa eitz. Okay, I have no idea what it looks like, but it's not just regular berries. It's garinim that are nasim begufa eitz. So it's talking mashmah that the Ritva is taking pains to explain what is it about the Tmoris that makes them a priyadoma, not a priyates. So he gives a botanical explanation. That they're in the gufa eitz. They're like garinim in the gufa eitz, whatever that looks like. So I think the Ramban also probably along those lines. So now what about the kafrisin? Are the kafrisin mapik peyer or are they not mapik peyer? Well, kafrisin, we know from the Hemshel Gemara, kafrisin are like a shomer on the pri. They grow out of the pri, but then they fall off before the pri is nigmar. They fall off. So. Ramban doesn't really explain to me, but it's not hard to imagine that that's an Nekudas HaMachlekes. There's a Pri HaIlan has a special botanical meaning. Everything else in the Ilan is a Pri HaDoma. Bari Pri HaEitz has a special botanical meaning. It's a Mapik Peir. There's a certain sur that it has to have that the Eitz is Maitzi the Pri. Well, the Kafrisin, they're in a way like that because they're an outgrowth of the Pri. But they're not exactly part of the pri. They fall off from the tree. They're just a shimer for the pri, and they fall off before the pri is nigmar. So maybe that's good for the machlekes. Now the Kiva holds that that's not called mechanically. That's not called the pri haetz. The pri haetz is the pri. Is the avyonis. The shimer and the avyonis doesn't even have dina shimer. It falls off later. It falls off before the pri is nigmar, like the gemara says on the base. So it's that's not part of the pri. So botanically, it's not part of the pri. So it's by pri adama. And Rav Elazar maybe holds that since it at the end of the day. The eitz, the tzlaf is moitzi the avyonis, and the avyonis are moitzi the kafrisin, they're moitzi this shomer. So that's called also that it's mapik peira, that it has the tzur, that it's of a pre eitz. If there would be some chilukin das, that there's more das for the kafrisin, less das for the kafrisin, that I think the Ramban would have to explain. But I think it seems to me very likely, that it's the chiluk between a bayir pre'etz and a bayir pre'adam is a botanical chiluk. So that's already self-explanatory, that the kafrisin are sort of in a gray area. They're part of the pre, they're an outgrowth of the pre, but they're not mamish part of the pre, they fall off from the pre and they don't. So they're not mamish part of the pre, so the pre has a specific meaning. The pre really is the avyonis. The kafrisin are an outgrowth of the pre, so do you look at that as a pre'etz, look at that as a pre'adam. It's a botanical machlekes. So that's a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar. So that's what the Ramban says, that there's two separate machlekes in between Rav Kiva and Rav Elazar, and they're not really related. There's one machlekes, Rav Kiva and Rav Elazar, is it Slafa only in Elon, or is it Slafa also has Drachim, Shav, Eliyarek? That's machlekes number one. And then machlekes number two is they have is in the even in a tree, there's the Pri-Ha-Eitz and there's the Pri-Ha-Doma. And the Kafrisin are sort of indeterminate. They're intermediate. They're not exactly like a Pri-Ha-Eitz, and they're not exactly like a Pri-Ha-Doma. So that's also machlekes of Kiva and Melozer. How do I categorize it as a bari pre'etz or as a bari pre'adama?
Then would this be machlokas then that would extend beyond anything specific to tzlaf? I mean, any shell now that is not technically a shomer of a pre because it falls off?
Yeah, could very well be a mistam. I mean, there's no reason to think that this machlekes about kafrisin, whatever it's about, is limited to tzlaf. Mistam, you know, it's it has this other. Anything else that would be similar, so but similar in what way? You know, so if either I'm bad, if it's similar in this way, it would extend to the Ibtum. Okay, so that's as far as the Ramban. The Sheet of the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch also passing like the Tur, is that first of all, the Tur passing is like that in Eretz Yisrael, there's Arla two paskins that even though in Chutzlarts, in Orla's Chutzlarts, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, that only they have Yoinis at our Orla, but everything else is not Orla. But in Eretz Yisrael, we hold that we're machmel like Rabbi Lazar, that not only are they have Yoinis Orla, but the Kafisin are also Orla. Okay, that's altogether Machlekes Vishayinu. How do we pass them? Do we pass them like Rabbi Akiva? Do we pass them? We'll talk about that in a few minutes later on a little bit. But that's altogether Machlekes and Askanis Asuka. How do we pass them? Do we pass them altogether like Rabbi Akiva? The Raman pass them altogether like Rabbi Akiva, even Eretz Yisrael. That there's no Orla except for the Yoinis, the Kafisin are not Orla. And that's the Raman. Other Rishayna Paskin, it's a suffix. So in Chutzlars, we make a like Rabbi Kiva, that Orla is only, there's no Orla on the Kafisin. And in Eretz Yisrael, we're machmer like Rabbi Lazar, that there's Orla even on the Kafisin. That's the Torah in Shulchan Aruch Paskin, in regard to Orla. That in Eretz Yisrael, there's Orla not only on the Yoinis, but there's Orla on the Kafisin too. But the Torah goes further, in Shulchan Aruch also, for that matter, goes further and says that there's Orla not only in the, there's Orla not only on the Kafisin, there's Orla even on the Tmaris. So that's hard to understand. How could there be? This is what we talked about last week. How could there be Orla on the Tamaris? The Tamaris, everybody agrees that Baruch Pi Adam. I mean, why, so even Rabbi Lezer is the town of the Brisa. The Brisa says that the Tamaris are Baruch Pi Adam, so they're not the Priyas, they're the Pri Adam. So why in the world should they have Orla? Yes, I want to be Magi in the Torah. They want to take out the word Tamaris from the Torah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef understood the Torah Kipshuta, and that's how he passed this in Shulchan Aruch, that there's Orla even on the Tamaris. So how can there be Orla on the Tamaris? The Tamaris are not Priyas, the Orla Priyas, the Tamaris are Baruch Pi Adam. So I thought the pshat in the Torah is, as I said last week, that the Torah holds that be'etzem, anything that comes out of the tree is a pre-eitz. Be'etzem, everything that comes out of the tree is a pre-eitz. He doesn't have a distinction that some parts of the tree are pre-eitz and some parts of the tree are pre-eitz. Some parts of the tree are pre-eitz and some parts of the tree are pre-adoma. Be'etzem, anything that comes out of a tree is a pre-eitz. From a botanical point of view, it's all pre-eitz. So why in the Tamaris do you make a bracha Baruch Pi Adama? If botanically, if be'etzem it's a pre-eitz, so why do you make a bracha Baruch Pi Adama? So I said, apparently the Torah holds that everything in the tree is be'etzem a pre-eitz. But only some parts of the tree are choshev enough that I should be mefaret, that we should have to be mefaret that it's a pre-eitz. And the other parts of the tree that are not so choshev, then there's no chiyuv to be mefaret that it's a pre-eitz, and you could say more generically that it's a Baruch Pi Adam. But Chazal only put the burden of being mefaret that it's a pre-eitz, like Rashi Lamates, tikli dvarim to brachas choshuvus to bracha choshuvus to dvarim choshuvim. So those parts of the tree that are more choshev, how do we find choshev? Presumably by das. Those parts of the tree that are more choshev, that people have, that's what they planted the tree for, primarily. So those warrant that you should say, make a specific bracha Baruch Pi Eitz. And those parts of the tree that are not so choshev, they're not really what people had in mind when they planted the tree. So they're less choshev parts of the tree. So even though they aren't botanically a Pi Eitz, but you make them more generic bracha Baruch Pi Adama. And it's we'll talk in a second more, but it's you'll ask me, what does it cost, would it cost money to make a Baruch Pi Eitz? Because it's not so choshev, so they didn't require you to make a Baruch Pi Eitz, but it's cost geld. So they didn't require you to make a Baruch Pi Eitz, you make a Baruch Pi Adama, it's the same effort, so why not just make a Baruch Pi Eitz anyway? Truth is, so the answer is, it's not true. It does cost money. I mean, it costs brachas, because if we only require a generic bracha Baruch Pi Adama, so then if you're eating another Baruch Pi Adama with it, let's say you're eating a potato together with your tamaris of you're having tamaris from the tzlaf and you're having potatoes. So if we only require you to make a Baruch Pi Adama on the tamaris, so you only have to make one bracha. If we require you to be more specific and to be mefarad Baruch Pi Eitz, then that costs that you have to make an extra bracha, because the bracha of Baruch Pi Adam on the potato is not going to cover the bracha on the tzlaf. So requiring a pirut in brachas, there is a cost in requiring a pirut in brachas. Every time we require you to be more specific in the bracha that you make, there's the potential that we're requiring you to make an extra bracha. Do the more generic the bracha, the less brachas you may have to make. So Chazal only required you to make a bracha chashuva, to make a bracha mefuretas, a bari pi'etz, if it's a part of the tree that's so chashuv that it warrants that degree of shevach and that degree of purity. So then we say, so then make the bracha, even if it requires you making another bracha. But those parts of the tzlaf that are not so chashuv, those parts of the tree that are not so chashuv, they said, you don't have to be mefaret. And once you don't have to be mefaret, then we're not going to say, well, be mefaret anyway. Being mefaret anyway may cost you another bracha. It doesn't matter if right now I'm not eating a potato. We're not going to say, well, when you're not eating a potato, you make a bari pi'etz. When you are eating a potato, you make a bari pi'adama. It has to be uniform. The point that I'm making is, there's a cost to being mefaret. So we only require a pirut when it's necessary. But if it's not called for, then we don't require a pirut. So those parts of the tree, they're not so chashuv. We don't require a pirut. So it's enough to make a bari pi'adama. Yeah.
That's the kafris
and ikar pri. Yeah, we'll have to say kafis and erikar pri. We'll have to write lefi l'tur l'charei follows that the kafis and erikar pri.
And why no
oro?
Because we're
going to Belazer. They do have oro. We're going to Belazer. So that's the also. I think also, yeah. I just say.
Now isn't there a cost in the other direction? Maybe if you ever.
Now you're eating slums and apples, so now you have to make two brachas, otherwise you're only eating one. Yeah, you're right, but I don't think I don't care that you're making another bracha, because the apple deserves it. The apple deserves a special bracha because it's a pre-eitz. It deserves a special bracha. So you make a bari pi'etz. That's deserved. But if the tamaras don't deserve a bari pi'etz because they're not so chashuv, they don't really deserve a bari pi'etz. So we're not going to say, well, make a bari pi'etz anyway. What does it hurt? No. If you're going to make a bari pi'etz, then you can generate an extra bracha for something that doesn't deserve an extra bracha. It's not like we have a suffix. We don't have a suffix. We know that the tamaras they don't deserve bari pi'etz. They only deserve a bari pi'adama. So my question was, even if they don't deserve it, but what does it hurt? Like the mice grows on a tree. So like, what are we being so stingy about? The answer is no. You don't. You make specific brachas for things that deserve specific brachas. For things that don't deserve specific brachas, you make more generic brachas. So when you have a potato and an apple, the apple deserves an extra bracha. But if you have a potato and it's and a tamaras of its laf. So the potato doesn't deserve a special bracha, and the tamaras don't deserve a special bracha. So we're not going to say, well, make a special bracha on the potato and the tamaras. And what is it? It does hurt because you're making an extra bracha. Yeah.
If you made the bracha on the apple, would you then be yotze because not sheker on the kaf reason?
Yeah, that's the Mangan Avraham. Emes the Mangan Avraham says that if that b'di'eved, I don't think mechatchil you would do it. The Mangan Avraham says, but the Eved, if you made a bari pi'etz on any part, even on the olam, and lefi the Torah, I understand. Oh, you know, I'll come to the Mangan Avraham in a second. But akapanim, that's the chayav pshat in the Torah, and I think the Torah is the shitosli, because it comes out the side of the Torah is that there's no botanical difference between a bari pi'etz and a bari pi'adama. The tamaras are a bari pi'adama, but botanically they're a pi'etz; they have olam. So the whole difference between a bari pi'etz and a bari pi'adama is on a tree. Right? The parts of the tree that are bari pi'etz and the parts of the tree that are bari pi'adama, it's just a difference in chashivos, how much we want to be mefarat. But it's not a botanical difference. So I think the Torah is the shitosi. The Torah passes that sugar is bari pi'etz. The Torah holds that sugar is bari pi'etz. So that's very good, because he holds botanically sugar is not a, doesn't look, it's not mapik peira, but it's just the tree itself. But that's the thing that they're. But it's the most chashuv part of the tree, because that's what the netei they came for. So it's bari pi'etz. It goes together. If the chiluk between the bari pi'etz and the bari pi'adama is botanical, so then the parts that are pri'adama are not going to have olam. But if it's only a chiluk in chashivos, in das and in chashivos, then it could be that it's only a chiluk in brachas. But when it comes to olam, so everything is chayv in olam. There is a chiddush in the Torah that I wouldn't know otherwise, because if not for the Torah, I would have said that even according to those Rishonim, that the difference between the Priya Eitz and the Priya Adam of the tree is totally in Das, but the Das is kaveh, whether it's Be'etzim a Priya Eitz or a Priya Adam. where people are netayed, we have das to be netayed for, primary das, that's be'etzim a priyetz. And what people don't have das for is be'etzim, not a priyetz. It's just part of it. It's like kufa etz. It's not the priyetz, even for Orla. I could have thought, if not for the tour, that das will affect Orla too. What people have das for, that's the priyetz. It has Orla. What people don't have das for, it's not the priyetz. It doesn't have Orla. The tour says, no, das doesn't affect the etzim priyetz. It's a priyetz even without das. It only affects how choshev it is, how much motivation we have to require of bracha
muferetus. According to the Torah, why are all in puzzle from
Orla? Yeah, we'll have to probably say because they're not so edible. That's up for grabs. That's the Rosh. The Mr. Rosh discusses Olin. He says that the Olin are so not choshev that they don't warrant Maisa Yarek at all. Only brachas also hanus min olam is ebele bracha. Now I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean that for the olam there's really very very little das, like an even lower level of das?
Three levels.
Then right, there's a third level. It's like a lower level of das. There's the level of the avyoinus. That's the top level das, the primary das. And then there's the level of the tomorrows. And then there's a basement level of the olam. A little bit doichik to be able. There's so many levels. There's two levels. There's a level, what did the guy have in mind when he planted the tree? And there's the level of not inshe dai to the shuso, like the Ramban says, that people are going to eat everything that's. At some lemaisa, nobody, they're not planning to throw anything out. But to make a third level is a little bit doichot. Or I think what's more likely is that the olam are just not very edible. So since they're not, it's a different cheshbon. That the olam are not a pri at all because they're not edible. They're a little bit edible. So for brachas, also the honest min olam is edible, brachas. So for brachas, it's. For brachas, we do look at it as a pri, because it's a little bit edible. But for maisa, we don't look at it as a pri at all. We don't look at it as a. It's so not edible that we don't look at it as a pri. But in chayim, I don't think it'll be a chiluk in das, because it will be too many levels of das to have l'char. Okay, now further, let's go on a little bit. We talked about the goyin. What the goyin explains. Glenn's explaining the Shita of the Bahag. The Shita of the Bahag is that it's a suffix, whether we pass like Rabbi Kiva or like Rabbi Loza. So therefore, in Chutz Loretz, we hold like Rabbi Kiva. For Orles Chutz Loretz, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. For Orles Eretz Yisrael, we pass like Rabbi Loza. And then when it comes to brachas, so suffix brachas, so then we're makel to make a very piyadoma. That's the Shita of the Bahag, the way the Ramban explains it, the way the Rashb explains it. Right, that the... So the Goyin said, we talked about this last week too. The Goyin says, so what does it mean? It means when you have, let's say, Kafrisin, or let's say Kafrisin. Talk about Kafrisin. Shukhrar talks about Kafrisin. So Kafrisin, the Shukhrar says the brach and Kafrisin is Bari Piyadoma. The Goyin says, the reason is that it's because it's a Sufik. Like the Ramban says, like the Rashbi says, the Kafrisin are a Sufik. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Kafrisin should be a Bari Piyadoma. According to Rabbi Lozer and the time of the Bryce, the Kafrisin should be a Bari Piyates. So since it's a suffix, we make a bracha bari piha adoma. And they're about explained, because it's a more safe bet. If it's really a priya eitz, but a bari piha adoma, but they have a new yotze. But if it's really a bari piha adoma, then a bari piha eitz is really off base. So mainly you make a bracha bari piha adoma. That's the chara, what it says in the Rambam. The Goyin says a little different kinesh. The Goyin says that it's because suffix brachas lahakal. Since we don't know if it's a bari preitz or if it's a bari piyadoma, so suffik brachas lahakam. So we asked last week, very strange lashon, suffik brachas lahakam. What's that do with suffik brachas lahakam? Not a shalos suffik brachas lahakam. Suffik brachas lahakam means if I don't know whether to make a bracha at all, so I'm making not to make a bracha. I'm not sure, I don't remember. Did I make a bracha? Did I not make a bracha? Did I make a bari preitz in this apple or not? So you could eat the apple. Because why? Suffik brachas lahakam. Over here, what does it have to? And if suffik brachas would be lahachmir, then you would have to make, if you don't remember if you made a bracha on the apple, you would have to make another bari peitz mi suffik. But over here, what does that do with suffik brachas lahachmir? And if suffik brachas would be lahachmir, you would make a bari peitz. And it's sad that it's not a bari peitz, so how would you be able to make a bari peitz? So very strange going. So one possibility is to say that the Goyin holds like the Magen Avraham. The Goyin holds like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that even those parts of the tree that we paskin that are really a bari piyadoma, like the olam would say, that's for sure a bari piyadoma, or the tomorrow's that are for sure Bari Pi Adama, but b'di'evit, if he made it Bari Pi Eitzu Yotze. So Mela says, they're going like this. The Gaon is saying, really, I have this kafis, and I don't know what halacha is. Is halacha like Rabbi Kiva that it's a Bari Pi Adama? Is halacha like Rabbi Elazar that it should be a Bari Pi Eitz? So I have a choice, Bari Pi Eitz or Bari Pi Adama, and in a way, the choices are equal. Because if it's supposed to be a Bari Pi Eitz, then l'chatchila should make a Bari Pi Eitz. But b'di'evit, Bari Pi Adama is good enough. And if it's supposed to be a Bari Pi Adama, then I'm supposed to make a Bari Pi Adama. But b'di'evit, the Magen Avraham tells me that Bari Pi Eitz is good enough. So really, it's shkulim heim. So mechatesa make a Bari Pi Adama more than a Bari Pi Eitz. Yeah, so last week I suggested maybe there isn't a mile to making a Bari Pi Adama. Because at least napping Mishanim and Be'er Shetov HaChachamim. If you make a Bari Pi Eitz and a Bari Pi Adama, maybe you're called the Mishanim and Be'er Shetov HaChachamim. But maybe the guy didn't think that way. Maybe the guy thought these are taka equal choices. From the point of view of risk analysis, they're equal choices. I don't know if the kafrisin are supposed to be Bari Pi Eitz, but b'di'evit Bari Pi Adama is good enough, or they're supposed to be Bari Pi Adama and b'di'evit Bari Pi Eitz is good enough. So I can make a Bari Pi Eitz and I can make a Bari Pi Adama, and either way, I might be Yotze l'chatchil and I might be Yotze b'di'evit. So mechatesin to make a Bari Pi Adama more than a Bari Pi Eitz. Says the guy, no. The rule is Sofik Brachas L'Hakas. The rule is Sofik Brachas L'Hakal. What does it mean Sofik Brachas L'Hakal? Why is it a Kula? Why is making a Bari Pi Adama a Kula versus making a Bari Pi Eitz? Why is that a Kula? Not to make a Bracha at all is a Kula. But if I have a choice between two Brachas, and there are equally valid options, each one might be good L'Chatchila, might only be good B'di'evit. So why is one more Kula than the other? Let's say I have a food that's a Sofik, if it's Mezoinus or Bari Pi Eitz, we'll say Sofik Brachas L'Hakal, make a Mezoinus. Well, why is Mezoinus more kulodik than Bari Pi Eitz? So at the end of the day, what do we gain? Why is this called Sofik Brachas L'Hakam? But maybe no, maybe it is called a kulo. In the lines that I said it before, because if you require a bracha mefuretes, then you might be generating an extra brachas. If I'm having potatoes together with my kafrisin, and if I'm going to require Bari Pi Eitz, then I'm requiring an extra bracha beyond the generic bracha, and it may not deserve it. So that's called, so there we say Suffolk Brachas L'Hakal, meaning we have a Suffolk over here whether this food deserves a Bracha Mufaretis. If you'll make a Bari Pi Adama and you also have an apple, like Sage was asking before, so that's, the apple taka deserves a Bari Pi Eitz. So that's not called the, fine, I'm going to make a Bari Pi Adama, and then there's an apple, the apple deserves a Bari Pi Eitz, it deserves its own Bracha. But if I'm going to make on the Kafrisin a Bari Pi Eitz, which it may not deserve, and then I'm having together with the potato, which for sure only deserves a Bari Pi Adama, so and probably be for the Bari Pi Adama. So I'm going to be making a Bari Pi Eitz and a Bari Pi Adama, and it's a suffix if it's warranted, if that extra bracha over here was warranted, because maybe there's no food over here that warrants such a bracha mufaretis. So the Gaon's calls, that's called suffix brachas l'hakam. If I have a food that I'm not sure if it warrants a bracha mufaretis or doesn't warrant a bracha mufaretis. So the kula is not to make the bracha mufaretis. So that if I'm having other foods with it that are only Bari Pi Adama, I won't be making an extra bracha that where there's no food here that deserves an extra bracha, that deserves a bracha mufaretis. So maybe that's the pshat in Sofik Brachas L'Hakal. Yeah, in the etzim din of the Magen Avraham, in the din of the Magen Avraham itself, that for the effort you yotzi, even if you made a Bari Pi Eitz and the foods that are supposed to be Bari Pi Adama, the parts of the tree that are supposed to be Bari Pi Adama, so what's talking about havana in the Magen Avraham? So that course, what's talking about? Why does the Magen Avraham say that if you made a Bari Pi Eitz and the olam you yotzi? I say it's not a Bari Pi Eitz, it's a Bari Pi Adama. So why does the Magen Avraham hold the yotzi with the Bari Pi Adama? So here we can say one of two things. First of all, we could say with the tour. Then maybe the Magen Avraham is going with the tour. Very likely, the Shulchan Aruch passing is like the tour. That the Tomorrows have a din of Arla. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch too. The Tomorrows have a din of Arla. If the Tomorrows have a din of Arla, that means you have to say that all the parts of the tree are really pre-Eitz. There's no botanical difference between pre-Eitz and pre-Adama. Everything's pre-Eitz. So some parts of the tree are more choshev than they required for it a Bayer pre-Eitz. And some parts of the tree are not so choshev, so they didn't require a Brochum of Francis Bayer pre-Eitz. You can make the generic Bayer pre-Adama. But all of the tree is really a pre-Eitz. It's still true that all of the tree is a pre-Eitz. It's just, you don't have to be mefaret pre-Eitz in the less choshev parts of the tree. But if you were, then v'di'evit you yotze. You did more than you have to, and you're not supposed to do more than you have to, like I said before, because you might be generating bracha sheinim shichos. But if you did make a bari pre-Eitz, so what do you do? You did more period than you have to, but it really is a bari pre-Eitz. So I understand very well, I'm going to bond it, v'di'evit you yotze with bari pre-Eitz. That's further Pasha. There's another. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, maybe La'olam the Torah, even if the Magen Avraham held not like the Torah. Even if the Magen Avraham held that the Tamaris, Bimitsias, halachically, are not a Bari Priyates, they're not a Priyates, they're not really a Priyates, they're really a Priyadoma. Because, there's the botanic Priyates, and there's the botanical Priyates, and there's the botanical Priyadoma. And the Olim and the Tamaris, those are botanically a Priyadoma, they're not a Priyates. As far as the halacha is concerned, we don't look at them as a Priyates. The Magen Avraham held that at the end of the day it does grow on a tree. So even though halachically it's not a priyates, but it's not worse than kamenoya ilon zu baruch kamenoya pasu baruch hamokum shibra. Whereas as long as he's not saying an outright sheker, so in loshin so maybe the Magen Avraham you yotze that way because we paskin like sarfun and Rav Yochanan. What's the din if you're mishana beish tova chacham? We paskin mishana beish tova chacham. You yotze. So maybe that's the pshat in the Magen Avraham. That even though, even if halachically it's really not a pre-eitz, it's only a pre-hadoma, but the words bayre pre-eitz in a certain sense are true. They're not halachically true, but they're true in loshim and yodom. So it's like gara from baruch hamokum shibra. Yeah, that could also be pshat in the Magen Avraham, but I like the first way better. That the Magen Avraham holds like the Torah. I think that's more. That's very glad. The Magen Avraham holds like the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. That all of the tree is all be'etzim pre-eitz. It all has arlo. Everything in the tree has Allah. So that's a chashuv, so it doesn't warrant the bird creates. But if you made it, you yates it. Yeah, you bet.
A couple things. So according to that second possibility, so if you said I ate some olive, then that would be evident?
Yeah, if you're the Magen Avraham, you probably would work. It would work.
So the first possibility, what? If he's going like the Torah, so then it's just about
if
the
he hold it, because yeah, it's not. Yeah, could be. Could be tackle. According to the first possibility, the tomorrow is the olim. Rather, there's no orla on the olim. There's no meister on the olim. There's probably no orla on the olim because it's not so not edible. So not chashuv. So not edible. Let's say it doesn't have a din of a pri except for brachas because also olim has been olim is ever like bracha. It could be it's not muchuch that even if the olam don't have meiser and maybe they don't have meiser for sure and maybe they don't have orla, it's because like I said before because they're so not edible that in outside of brachas they're not considered to be a food, but in brachas they are considered to be a food, and since in brachas they're a food, so once they're a food then they're a priates. Then they're a priates. Once they're a food, the mussel you have in. Yeah, you have a Magen Avraham. You have a Rosh. The Rosh talks about Shkedim Hamorim, that when they're young and they're edible, so he says Shkedim Hamorim when they're old, when they're mature, they're in it, you can't eat them; they're too bitter. But when they're young, they're still edible. So he says you're making them a bracha bari. So he brings from the Bahag. You're making them a bracha bari piates. So the Rosh asks, he has a Gemara, I think Gemara Chulin. That Shkedim Hamorim, both when they're young and when they're old, there's no Meiser. They're not chosh enough for Meiser. So he says, yeah, but you see by Olam that Meiser and Brachas are different. By Brachas, Oslohanis min Olam is Nebelei Bracha. So Brachas don't have the same rules as Meiser. But it's a Bari Pe'es, not a Bari Pe'adama. It's not like Olam. Olam, by Meiser it's nothing, and by Brachas it's Bari Pe'adama. Here you have a food that by Meiser it's nothing, and for Brachas it's a Bari Pe'es. So that's very bechidush. You see that even though it's so not edible, that for meiser it's nothing, but since brachas I have a different definition of edible, then if it's edible enough for brachas, because also an husband is a bracha, then I'm not limited to bari piyadam. Then it can go all the way up to bari piyates. Yeah, that was hard to understand because if it's so not edible, then probably people don't have so much. No, but people do have daswar. That's the point. People have daswar. As much as when people plant the Shkedim Amorim, they want to eat them when they're not mature. Because when they're mature, they're for sure not going to eat them. So whatever das there is going there immature. Nonetheless, for Meiser, maybe they're not so edible. So for Meiser, they're not a food. Not the whole thing's not a food. So it just doesn't count. It's not on the map. But in Hilchas Brachas, the not the inchi adaita the hochi is for the Shkedim Amorim bekatnusum. And therefore, that's called the pre-eitz, not the pre-adoma. even though in Hilchos Mais, even though outside of brachos, it's not a food at all. So the olam could be the same thing. Once the olam are a food in Hilchos brachos, then they're be'etzim a priyates. I don't make on them a bracha bari priyates. Yeah, because they're not so chashuv. They're not the inshin daita dachi, but they are be'etzim a priyates. To the extent that they're a food at all, they're a priyates.
Wouldn't this answer the kashas on the rabbit by saying that brachos and mice and oil don't go hand in hand?
Oh, so let's talk about the Raavad Taka. What does the Raavad say? The Raavad passes the Kafrisin of Bari Priyates. First of all, he passes Kafrisin of Bari Priyates. That by itself, not so radical. Tosis also thinks that the Kafrisin of Bari Priyates. But Taisus holds the Kafrisin of Bari Priyates because Taisus holds that the halacha is really like Rebbe Elazar. In Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, not Misofik, because we're not sure who to pass in like. The halacha is 100% like Rebbe Elazar. In Chutzlar, it's Renoik like Rebbe Akiva because there's a special rule that halacha kedivrei Mekel. In Chutzlar, it's halacha kedivrei Mekel. But in Eretz Yisrael, the hachros halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, that it's like Rebbe Elazar, that the Kafrisin have Meiser. And they have Orla. There's Orla from the Kafrisin. So maybe the Kafrisin of Bari Priyates. So fine, that's not complicated. But the Raavad says that Kafrisin of Bari Priyates not only like Rebbe Elazar, the Kafrisin of Bari Priyates even according to Rebbe Akiva, who holds that the Kafrisin are not Orla, but for Brachas there's still a Bari Priyates. So the shaila the Rishonim ask on the Raavad, the Ramban, the Rashba, they ask on the Raavad, what's the kash on the Raavad? It's a bomb kash on the Raavad. Yeah?
If we say this, then the kashia that we ask on the bottom of the Rav and the Aleph makes no sense.
Right.
Because the question of the Rav, we're saying that the Rachot are different than the Ramban.
Right. What the shaila of the Raavad is that brachas are different. That Orla and brachas, they don't go hand in hand. Something could be not Orla, not a priyates for Orla. The Kafrisin are not a priyates for Orla, but for brachas they're priyates. Brachas are different somehow. So Yishayim asks, it's against the Gemara because the Gemara said that Rav Yehuda Marav, that's how the whole Gemara began. The Gemara said, Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Slav Shel Orla, B'Chutz Lor Zorik Es Avyonis Vayichal Es Kafrisin. So Gemara asks, you're telling me that the Kafrisin are not a pri? That's why there's no Orla on the Kafrisin. So the Gemara asks. From the Braisa, that the Kafrisin are Bari Priyates. The Gemara answers, who do Omer Rabbi Akiva? So, what's going on? With Lefi the Raavad, what's the Gemara's Kasha? What do Brachas have to do with Orla? The Raavad Lemaisa paskins that the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. I mean, I don't know how he paskins, but he says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that there's no Orla in the Kafrisin, but Brachas, there's still a Bari Priyates. There's still a Bari Priyates in the Kafrisin. So what does Gemara want from Rav? Rav held there's no Orla in the Kafrisin, but for Brachas, there's still a Bari Priyates. That's the Kasha that they ask on the right. Harabam Kasha. So I think the answer has to be for the Rav. But the Rav learned from the Gemara like this. It works better if we assume, and I think this is probably what the Raavad holds, that the difference between a Priya Eitz and a Priya Doma is botanical, right? This major machlekes that we keep engaging with. What's the difference between the Priya Eitz and a Priya Doma in the tree? Is it a difference in degree of gas and chashivos, or is it a botanical difference? Like by sugar, the main, all revolves around sugar. Sugar Bari Priya Eitz, or is it a Bari Priya Doma? So let's assume that the Raavad holds that there's a botanical difference in the tree between the things that are Priya Eitz and the things that are Priya Doma. That's Hanukkah number one. Hanukkah number two. Well, we'll start with Hanukkah number one. Hanukkah number one is enough to start with. So I want to say like this. Rabbi Yehuda Merav, he threw away the Kafrisin. I'm sorry, he ate the Kafrisin. He threw away the, if you want me to say, ate the Kafrisin. He didn't think there's oil on the Kafrisin. So Gemara initially understood that why is no oil on the Kafrisin? Because botanically, the kafrisin are not priates, they're priadoma. Like the Ramban, that's the Ramban, the Rashi understands the Libidemus. That there's a botanical difference. The kafrisin are botanically not priates, they're priadoma, because they're only a shomer, maybe, because they're not exactly mafik peyer, they go out of the fruit. So akapanif, the Gemara l'chatchila thought that the pshat in Rav Yehuda Merav is that the kafrisin are botanically not priates, but they're priadoma. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because the Brisa says that you make on the kafrisin bari priates. If botanically they're not a priates, they're priadoma, then why would the bracha be pri? Then the bracha should be bari priadoma. If the bracha is bari priates, then botanically it must be a priates. That's the Gemara's kasha. Answers the Gemara, who the Omar Rabbi Akiva? It's a different shot, a new shot. Who the Omar Rabbi Akiva means, no, that's not why Rabbi Akiva didn't think there's oil in the kafrisin, because they're botanically a priadoma. If it was just because they're botanically a priadoma, then they would still have meiser, because meiser you have from Yerokas too. Meiser you have in priadoma too. But the Ramban has this notion that from a tree there's no meiser yerek. Maybe the Rabbi doesn't have that. Even in a tree, there could be meiser yerek. So what does it matter in a tree, in Orla? Orla is only the priya, it's not the priya adama of the tree. Orla only belongs, only payers Eilin have Orla. But payers adama don't have Orla. But meiser, you have meiser from potatoes also. Meiser's in Yerokas too. Meiser not limited to Ilonis. And yet Rabbi Akiva said that when it comes to Itzlaf, you don't have to take meiser off of you only have to be ma'aser, you only meiser the Avyonis. Nothing else has to have meiser. There's no meiser from the Kafrisin or the Tamaris or the Olam for sure. So why not? It's not because, that can't be because botanically it's a priadoma. If it was just because it's botanically a priadoma, so who cares? It was still have Maisa Yerek. Again, Befer is not like the Ramban, that there's no din Maisa Yerek from a tree. So what must be the pshat? The pshat must be that Rabbi Kiva holds that everything outside of the Avyonis is just not enough of a food. It's not edible enough to be chayiv in Maisa. We don't look at it as a food. If it's not a food, it's not a priates nor a priadoma. It's not a food, it's not edible. Not so edible. The real thing that's edible is the avyonis. Everything else is bedoichuk, and therefore it doesn't have a din ma'aser, and that's why it doesn't have a din orla. That's pshat and shakutai in the Gemara. Well, once we're saying that the reason why there's no ma'aser and there's no orla and the avyonis and the kafrisin rather, it's not because botanically they're priadoma not priates, but rather it's just because they're not so edible. So that we already know that brachas. We have a different yuristic for edible. The olam are also not edible. Even Rabbi Lezer thinks the olam aren't edible enough for ma'aser. And yet, you still make a bracha on the olam. So you and Mechatei Rabbi Kiva argues on that. Even Rabbi Lezer, who says, right? Even Rabbi Lezer agrees there's no ma'aser on the olam, but brachas on the olam there is. So you see that bracha goes below the threshold for being a food for brachas starts from olam. It has a different threshold than ma'aser. So, Rabbi Kiva, who says Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on that? So Rabbi Kiva could also agree that for brachas, edible is even the olam are edible, and even the kafrisin for sure edible. Well, once they're edible in hilchas brachas, then botanically they're priates, because you see the tana of the brachas is botanically the kafrisin are priates, and now there's no reason to think that Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that. Bekitzer, it's not so complicated. Bekitzer, I'm saying, there's two different reasons why the kafrisin might not have orla. The kafrisin might not have orla because they're botanically priadoma, not priates. If you hold like those shittas, that there's a botanical part of the tree, there's a part of the tree that's botanically priates, and there's a part of the tree that's botanically priadoma. The gufa eitz is priadoma, but the mapik peyer, that's the priates. So you could understand pshat in why the kafrisin. So the one reason why the kafrisin might not have orla is because botanically I don't look at them as the mapik peyer as the priates. I look at them as the gufa eitz and as the priadoma. The gufa eitz doesn't have orla; only the priates has orla. That's one possibility. But then there's another possibility that you say that maybe the kafrisin botanically are, yes, mapik peru, but they're not edible enough to be considered a pri at all. They're not edible enough to have dine meister and to have dine ola. Maybe they're just not a food. If they're not a food, they're not a pri. So when I say that's gufa the shakla, that's gufa with the gemara, around that question is the chazar and the gemara. The gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, he ate the kafrisin. He threw away the avyonis, which are Allah, and he ate the kafisin. So why did he eat the kafisin? So the Gemara lechatchila thought he ate the kafisin. The kafisin, because the kafisin, he thought, are the gufa eitz, and they're not the mapping pair of the eitz. They're the priya adama of the eitz, they're not the priya eitz of the eitz. That avada is against the brisa. Because the brisa says that on kafisin you make a bracha of bari priya eitz. So that means botanically it's the mapping pair. It's not the gufa eitz, it's the mapping pair of the eitz. So at that point in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, who says that there's no orla from the that there's no orla on the kafrisin, that can't shtim with the brisa that there's a bari peyetz on the kafrisin. But the Gemara's answer is that no, you're wrong. Rabbi Kiva has nothing to do with the brisa. That's not why Rabbi Kiva said there's no orla on the kafrisin. That's not why Rabbi Yehuda Merav. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda Merav thought there's no orla on the kafrisin is not because it's a pri adom, it's like a yerek. It's because he didn't think it's edible at all, because Huda Omer Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that there's not even meiser on the kafrisin. Why is that even meiser on the kafrisin? That can't be because it's a pri adoma. What does it have to do? Pri adoma also has meiser. If there's no meiser on the kafrisin, it must be that it's not a edible pri at all. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Merav was willing to eat the kafrisin in Orla, because he held like Rabbi Akiva that there's not even meiser from kafrisin. Because it's not even a food. But once you say that the reason why there's no orla and on the kafrisin is because there's no meiser in the kafrisin, because it's not even a food for orla and for meiser. So that has nothing to do with brachas, because that we already know that brachas we have a more expansive definition of food, because on orla nobody thinks that there's meiser and there's brachas and yet you make a bracha and there is a bracha on orla. So we know that also the like the Torah says, like the Rosh says, also the is bracha. We know that for brachas, our threshold for being edible is much lower. So now that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Merav ate the kafrisin is because he held like Rabbi Akiva that it's not edible. So now there's no reason to think that he's against the brisa. The brisa says that for brachas, where everything is considered to be edible. So now we just want to know botanically, is the kafrisin pre-eitz or pre-adoma? Says the Brisa, the kafrisin are botanically, they're a pre-eitz. Rabbi Yehuda Merav could agree with that. Rabbi Kiva could also agree with that. Rabbi Kiva could also agree that botanically the kafrisin are pre-eitz. He just doesn't think they're a pre at all because they're not edible. But the Indian brachas, where I do consider them to be edible, then are they a pre-eitz or a pre-adoma? They're a pre-eitz. It's very daimed to the Rosh of Etshkeidim that even though for maisa they're nothing, but for brachas they're a pre-eitz. Right? That's the Rosh of Etshkeidim Amar. For maisa they're nothing. There's no meiser from Shkenim Amor, not the Katnusum, not the Gadlusum, but if you eat them, you make a bracha bari peitz when they're young and edible to a degree. You make a bracha bari peitz because be'etzin they're pre-eitz. Be'etzin they're pre-eitz. They're not so edible, but for brachas they're edible enough. So al derech zeh mamish. That's the same thing with kafrisin. They're not so edible. So Rabbi Kiva thinks you don't even have to meiser them. So there's no oil on them either because they're not so edible. But for brachas they're edible enough. So now I want to know. So if they're edible enough, so is it bari peitz or bari peyadom? No, in Bryce it says that they're bari peitz, not bari peyadom. They are called mapik peyer. So maybe the brachas bari peitz and Rabbi Kiva can get it too. The Gemara that lechatchila asked from the Bryce on Rabbi Yehuda Merav, because the Gemara didn't know that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Merav ate the kafrisin is because they're not so edible and they're not a pre at all. The Gemara thought the reason why he ate the kafrisin, didn't think this was all in the kafrisin, because he thought they're like a yerek, they're the pre-adoma, not the pre-eitz. That's against the brisa. But now the Gemara says, no, who domek Rabbi Akiva, that he has a different reason entirely, because they're not a pre at all. Then lenient brachas, where even olam are pre, then the mechates, then the kafrisin could very well be a bar pre-eitz, and that's what it says in the brisa, and lo matzino, then anybody argues in the brisa anymore. So therefore the halacha of the kafrisin will be bari peyetz. Yeah.
If they're so inedible, then why are they giving them piros?
Yeah, because we're confusing different shittas over here. Once you go with the shita that the difference between bari peyetz and bari peyadoma is a botanical difference, then we don't have this whole notion that you have to deserve to get the purity of bari peyetz. It's two different shittas in Rishonim. What's the difference between bari peyetz and bari peyadoma in a tree? Why are some things in a tree bari peyetz and some things bari peyadoma? The one sheet is that it's a botanical difference. And if it's a botanical difference, then it has nothing to do with chashivos. You don't have to deserve a bari peyetz. You don't like the Rosh Peshkeinim. You don't have to deserve a bari peyetz. It's a botanical distinction. Then it's not a distinction of chashivos at all. If you hold that it's not a botanical chashivas, it's not a botanical distinction, then it's a distinction of chashivas. In not the adaita d'hochi. How much chashivas it has. But I'm saying that the Rabbit holds that it's a botanical distinction. And the Gemara thought in the Havamino, you know, that that's Pshat and Rabbi Yudamarav, that botanically it's a Priyadoma, not a Priyat. That's against the Bryce. The Gemara's answer is Hudo Makrabi Kiva, not a botanical distinction. It doesn't even have Meiser. That's nothing with botanical distinction. There's Meiser Yerik in the world. That's because it's not a Pri altogether, not edible. But for Brochas, it is edible. Once it's edible, it's a very Priyat. Does anybody know what the Rosh holds about sugar? I'm wondering. Islam involved in base says that sugar is very Priyat. I don't remember what the Rosh, I don't remember if there's a Rosh about it. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really cause any problems. I mean, it matters to know, but I don't think it matters to this question. Yeah.
According to this shot, the Gemara was originally assuming that Rabbi Yehuda Marav was throwing out the avionos, but eating the kafrisim because he thought there was a botanical difference.
Right.
So without knowing another shita that argues on that, why would we assume that's only a chutzlah? I mean, once we connect that to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, so now there's what to say about being...
Okay, at that point, we don't know that. At that point, we don't know that. But the Gemara, when the Gemara answers, who do I make Rabbi Akiva? Then the Gemara says, so why did you say Aloha Rabbi Akiva? Right, how's it go? The Gemara says, let me make sure I'm right. I'm going to wrap. Oh, he said B'chutzlatz. I'm sorry. He said b'chutzlar. Slav shel olah b'chutzlar zarek sevyanis veichelas karfisim. V'meim edevyanis pri v'karfisim lav pri. V'reminu. It's a kasha even without my with even without what I'm saying. He said it in chutzlar. He said it about the lotion of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Slav shel olah b'chutzlar. It sounds like it's a chutzlar to get in. It's a special din in chutzlar. That you're allowed to eat the kafrisim, but in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to eat the kafrisim. Well, if the Gemara already knows from the beginning that it's only a chutz la'aretz to gedin, maybe some kind of mekel ba'aretz or something, so then what are we asking from brachas? In brachas, there's no difference between chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. So brachas mesama goes with Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael the kafrisim are ola. So it's anyway a shalim shat. I think you have to say that at this point in the Gemara wasn't mesiachas to what he said b'chutz la'aretz. Gemara, like the Gemara is developing. The Gemara initially just took it at face value with what he said, that he ate the kafrisin. So why did he eat the kafrisin? Because it's a pri adoma, but you see the brachas by your priates. The Gemara's answer is hudoma kerbi kiva, and then the Gemara explains hudoma kerbi kiva, and why didn't you say aloha kerbi kiva? Because it's going with kolam ekel baritz aloha kamaisim chutzah, and so on and so forth. So, and now we understand why he said b'chutzlars. Yeah, but otherwise, stop him shopping Gemara, it's difficult. I think you have to say the Gemara Lechatchila was ignoring the B'chut Starts to Kepshat, and that emerges from the Shach Levitari. What's the Pshat in B'chut Starts? In the middle.
If we're saying that it's about the edibility, low edibility, that's why there's no license to the point that it's not a Maisa Chil. So it comes out that the Rabbit says, even when something's not a Maisa Chil, you still make a bracha of Bersanah?
Yeah, like we find in the Mishnah, like all the Mishnahs say about Olam.
Yeah, and also I want to ask, so it comes out that there's a big machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, right? That Rabbi Akiva thinks that Orla and Brachos don't go hand in hand, and Rabbi Eliezer thinks they do.
No, I wouldn't put it that way. Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that Orla and Brachos don't go hand in hand because all of them have a bracha and they don't have meiser. How come Maidim that when it comes to what's edible and what's not edible, brachos are different? By brachos, everything's edible. For meiser, for orla, for things like that, then we have a certain threshold of edibility that you need in order to qualify as a pri at all. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the threshold is tamaris, and tamaris at all. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only the avyonos.
I thought we said over there that's an exception. Because you're getting hana, so it's an exception, so you'll still make a bracha, as opposed to...
Even if it's an exception, but that's no. It's brachas. Normally, in hilchas, in most halachos, for the generality of halachas, Rabbi Kiva holds that only the avyonos are edible. Everything else not a pri. Why is it not a pre? Not because it's a pre adoma, not a pre. It's not a pre at all. It doesn't have maaser at all. It's just not a pre because it's not so edible. It's not edible enough to be a pre. And in Hilchos Brachos, it's different. Cause, I guess because not a food. If it's not a food, it's not a pre. But Hilchos Brachos, we have a different. Both Ben Rabbi Akiva, Ben Rabbi Elazar, everybody agrees that Brachos is different. Brachos, everything is edible, and if it's edible, it's a pre.
So then, at the time we're asking, why are we asking the question then?
No, there is a connection. What's a Priya Eitz and what's a Priya? The botanical difference between Priya Eitz and Priya Adama, there's no difference between brachas and anything else. There's a difference in brachas and everything else. What's edible and what's not edible? There's a different shiloh. What's edible and what's not edible? But what's called Priya Eitz and what's called Priya Adama is either Kafrisan Priya Eitz or Priya Adama, that's the same brachas. And why should brachas be
so
different?
It's edible enough that you get hana, but it's not edible enough that's a maisachiyot.
No, you're confusing two different things. There's one issue, which the Gemara in the Havamina thought is the issue, which is, you look at a tree, and like the Ramban says by the committee, he's explaining the Bahag, so some parts of the tree, some things on the tree are the pre, and some things on the tree are the gufa eitz. So, you know, the apple is the tree. The apple is the fruit, it's the pre eitz. But the sugar is the gufa eitz. That's a botanical difference. And that distinction would apply as much to that distinction. In that, there's no difference brachas than anything else. Well, what does that have to do with also honest?
The reason why you make a bracha in the first place, not
hayetz
versus adama, the reason why you make a bracha in the first place is because it's edible enough that there's hana. Even if there's...
Well, it's edible enough that there's hana. And therefore, for brachas, we consider it to be a food. And if it's a food, then it's a pre... What is happening? No, why are you making a distinction? Ma'aser achila. What is? How did ma'aser achila?
It's so
unedible. No, it's not a pre. That's the point. It's so not edible. It's not a pre. It's not a food. It's not enough of a food to be called a pre. It's not. It's so inedible that we don't look at it as a pre. It's like there's no ma'aser from bark. There's no ma'aser from things that are not edible. There's no ma'aser from. It's not called a pre. It's called. It's not called not a pre. It's not called pre. It's not called pre adoma. It's not a pre. It's not a food. For brachas, it is a food. Yeah. Okay. I guess we have 5 more minutes because we need to mincha de'olam dam. Just want to talk for a minute about the Rambam. How the Rambam paskens. So, in this machlekes, the Rambam paskens in regard to Orla, the Rambam paskens that there's only Orla from the Avyonis, there's no Orla in the Kafris, much less to say anything else. There's only Orla in the Avyonis, and the Rambam does not distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam paskens that there's only Orla and the Avyonis. Some say that that's the Shita's Tariff also. The Riff only brings, in regard to Orla, the Riff only brings Rabbi Akiva. That he brings it in that, I mean, he only brings the Rabbi Yudam Arav, that Zorakas of Yonis V'Ochalas of Kafisim. Some learn in the Riff also that he's not Machalik Ner Tzol and Chus Loretz, and you see that he held, knows that you see that he Paskin 100% like Rabbi Akiva. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, he passed in 100% like Rabbi Akiva, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaverov, he passed in 100% like Rabbi Akiva. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoyne, they say no, that's not pshat in the Rif. The Rif didn't mean that halacha is 100% like Rabbi Akiva. The Rif meant in chutzlards were mekel like Rabbi Akiva because kala mekel bar, halacha kamaisi bechutzlards. Why didn't the Rif talk about Eretz Yisrael? Because the Rif's in chutzlards, so the Rif talks in chutzlards. But in the Rambam, it's clear. The Rambam talks. Not only about Chutz Laretz, he talks about Eretz Yisrael too. And in the Rambam, it's very, very clear that the Rambam passes 100% like Rabbi Akiva. And presumably the Rambam understood the Rif that way also, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva because halacha Rabbi Akiva mei chaveiro. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Merav only said like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz Laretz. The Lashon Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda Merav said that Slav shel Orla b'Chutz Laretz are kesev yayin esvayel chalas takafisim. So you should say, but later on you have Marbar Ravashi. The Marbar Ravashi could zorik as yoinis v'kochel kafisin, and he said, "My daitech Rabbi Akiva." Yeah, even that's also chutz l'aretz b'emes, so it's hard to know why. But for whatever reason, Taka not so clear how the Rambam got it from the Gemara. But the Rambam paskins 100% halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, there's only Orla from the Avyayin, it's not from the Kafis. And furthermore, the Rambam paskins that the bracha and kafrisin is bari piyadama. The Rambam Hilchos Bracha says the bracha and kafrisin is bari piyadama. That followed, not like the Ravid. Even Rabbi Akiva could think that it's a bari piyadama. It's that fancy footwork the Rambam doesn't have. The Rambam assumes, like everybody else, that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that only the kafrisin are arla, then the Avyayin is not a priyadama. They're piyadama, and the bracha is bari piyadama, not like the Tana of the Braisa. So that's also the Rambam Taka paskins that it's bari piyadama. And in regard to Meister, also the Rambam Pasan says with Rabbi Akiva that there's only Meister from the Avyonis and not Meister from everything else. But the Rambam does add one Nakuda. The Rambam says that's only if you planted the Tzlav Stam. But if you planted the Tzlav L'Yerek, like we have by Kuzbor, planting a L'Yerek, if you planted a L'Yerek, then there's Meister even from everything else too. If you planted, it's a Stam is that you planted only for the Avyonis. But if you, the Feirish planted it for the Yerek, then there's Meister even from the Yerek and thinking it's Marson and everything. So that leads to a question. So why didn't the Rambam make that same distinction in regard to Brochus? That if you planted it Yerek, then it should become a, but then you should make a Bari, then you should make, well, that's not so sure. What would be the distinction? If you planted it Yerek, it's not going to become a Bari Piyates. Meister is still a Bari Piyadama. It really depends. What does the Rambam? We have to ask ourselves: what does the Rambam hold about the fundamental issue of what's the difference between Bari Piyates and Bari Piyadama? Does the Rambam hold that it's botanical, like the Ramban, the Bahag? Does the Rambam hold that it's totally in das? So that's hard to know from the and sugar. That's normally what we always run through. What do they hold about sugar? The Rambam by sugar brings both opinions, and the Rambam says they're both wrong. It's a shahakal because it's Zeya Ba'alma. So from sugar, you can't know what the Rambam holds altogether. I think there is a gili from a Gemara. The next sugya, Gemara talks about pilpilin. Yeah, we haven't done that sugya, but the Rambam paskins that pilpilin is pepper. So the Rambam paskins that pepper, fresh pepper, is bari pi hadama, not bari pi eitz. And the chor, the pshat is, why is it bari pi hadama? Why not bari pi eitz? It goes on a tree. Because the primary das that people have is to dry the pepper up and make it into a spice. So therefore, since that's not the primary, people don't have, the primary das is not to eat it fresh. The primary das is to eat it, what the Gemara calls yovish. So since the primary das is not to eat it fresh, so it's only bari piyadama, not a bari piyates. In which case, l'charis mavud, the Rambam holds that bari piyates and bari piyadama is determined by das. So then it is, why doesn't the Rambam distinguish that if you planted the tzlaf with the das of yerek, then everything should become a bari piyates? If you explicitly, the Rambam is telling me there's a metzias. You can plant the slav stam. You can plant the slav stam. But the Rambam is telling me there's also a metzias of planting a slav liyerek. So if you planted the slav liyerek, then it's not the inshi adaita the yerek. So then the bracha should, why isn't the bracha become bari piyates? In such a case, the bracha should go up to bari piyates. So that's the aura. Maybe the Rambam holds the chiddush and halacha that this din of not the inshi adaita the hochi, that the bracha can't change from how you're. Once Chazal kaveh the bracha and slaf is bari piyadama, then it's bari piyadama even if you planted it at daita d'yerek. We don't look at it, how did you plant this tree? We look at how do people in general plant the slaf. In general, planted that slaf is planted for the avyanis. So that everything else not the chashuva part of the plant, and therefore it's only warrants a bari piyadama. You planted it l'yerek, that's not going to change the bracha. And then it's the way we said in the tour, it has a pshat also. Because the way we said in the way we saw in the tour, the havana is, It's not stam that your das determines what it is. If you have das for it, it's a priyates, and if you don't have das for it, it's a priyadama. It's a priyates regardless. It's a priyates regardless. But if you have das for it, then if you don't have das for it, then it's not choshim enough to be mevaret. So the Rambam holds that it's slav. The Rambam holds that it's slav, really, the Avyonis. Most people plant it for the Avyonis. It has to work. Rav holds that there's no Ola except for the Avyonis. If there's no Ola except for the Avyonis, yeah, maybe everything else has to end. And again, I think it does work. So the kids here, maybe that's the pshat in the Rav. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rav. That the whole world plants its tzlaf for the Avyonis. So I went and I planted it for Yerek. So for myself, it's good enough. I planted it for Yerek, so it's Mechayev the Yerek. But if you'll ask me what part of the tzlaf is more chashuv, what part is less chashuv, the Avyonis are more chashuv than everything else. Because the Avyonis are what most people planted for. And the other parts of the tzlaf are what maybe you planted it for, but most people don't. So therefore, even if you happen to plant it for the Yerek, but the Yerek is still less chashuv than the Avyonis, as witnessed by the fact that most people planted for the Avyonis. So the bracha mefuret is they're only misaken for the Avyonis and not for the rest. Maybe that's the malach. Akhapanim, it's a mokum Ian and the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't say that the bracha changes when you plant it al das Yerek. You see there is a mitzvah of planting a slaf al das Yerek. The Rambam says that it's maestros, that if you plant it al das Yerek, then there's maestro even from the Yerek. So you see there's such a thing, that planting a slaf al das Yerek. So why linen brachas does it? Don't I say that the bracha should change when you planted al das Yerek? So l'chayra, you see a chiddush din in the Rambam, that even if I planted this tree al das Yerek, the bracha doesn't change. If the bracha is bari piadoma, my planting it, the fact that I planted it otherwise, is not going to change the bracha. That would be very big chiddush din l'halacha. I'm not saying halacha l'maisa, but just, this is a shayla, we have the shayla all the time. Because there are a lot of foods, like hearts of like kaira. The Gemara says kaira is bari piadoma. Why? Because l'noti in she'adai t'dachi. But when you go and you buy hearts of palm in the store, the hearts of palm, the palm trees, all the palm trees were planted for hearts of palm. So pastor says you make it a barpi, a barpi ace maybe not, but at least the barpi adom, you don't make a shakal in hearts of palm. You make it an adom because it was planted for that. You know, why not really make a barpi ace? But then we go into machlekes about mapik peira, is it botanical, not botanical? Because then we get into that. So at least barpi adom, let's say we make a barpi adom in hearts of palm. I think I thought I once googled hearts of palm and I got different kashrus agencies. Some said something barpi adom, some said barpi ace. It's mamish dis machlekes. Is it botanical the chilik in bar pi adama bar pi eis, or is it totally in das? Yeah, I think that's okay. Now you can check it out and Google. It was just in the game. I don't know, in the family we're eating hearts of palm, so we googled what broccoli making hearts of palm. I think the OU said one thing and the star case said a different thing. That's clear machlekes yishayim. But maybe it's really shakel. If you're the rabbi, maybe it's really be a shakel because most palm trees are not planted for hearts of palm. Planted for dates, probably. Like the Gemara says, not the Inshadai Tadachi. You planted it, Delmante, you planted it for hearts of palm. Maybe that's not enough. Most of the palm trees in the world are not planted for that. Maybe it's different species. I don't know. But anyway, that would be a chiddush that would come back from this Ram. The other Nakud in the Ram, though, that's what I want to mention because we're really running out of time. But the other Nakud in the Ramam is that the Rambam in Hilchos Brochos says that the Avyonis are Bari Pi Eitz and the Tmorois and the Kafrisin rather are Bari Pi Adama. And he doesn't say what bracha to make on the tamaris and the olam at all. That's a little bit odd. That's strange. Why doesn't the Rambam tell me what bracha to make on the tamaris and the olam? Yeah, I'm going to leave that to think about. The bracha is bar pi adama. I mean, why not? The bracha is the bracha on tamaris and olam is bar pi adama. Right? Kafrisin, we don't pass like the bracha. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva. Not like the bracha. But tamaris and olam, why shouldn't we pass like the bracha? It should be bar pi adama. Why is the Rambam mashmit the bracha and the tamaris and the olam? Is any of that? I have maybe a theory, but we'll have to wait for next time. Okay, I want to go on in the Gemara to the sugya on the base of Shomer. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the halachas of Shomer per se on the Zroim because sugyas, but the taisis about Garinim is important. It's a couple of taisis in there are important. And then I want to go on to the next, in short order, I want to go on to the next sugya of Pilpilin and so on.